Vishpes, Sif, Talent. Opal, Dovim, Chai, also Kloyus, or Sholot, Nagarim, Nagarim, and Shleidim. The person ate a grain of the five types of grain that you have to make a mezainus at. If you ate it raw, or roasted, or cooked in a fashion that the kernels are still complete. So such a thing, you make a Bari Pri Adama, Lacha, Bari Nefosh. According to the Mechava, you make a Bari Pri Adama. And Bari Nefosh doesn't have the higher level of a mezainus. That's only when you make it into some type of costume or something that's baked. Ramah says, V'hodim b'vachol b'vayi pri adoma, hayom v'oichol tweetin p'yeis b'vayi t'vui lechol kashki. That which you say, you make a boy pri adoma, if you're eating in a fashion that's edible, like grains of wheat. V'oichol t'oilim shalainim afilu kulim b'eish, in rum lechol, v'achol t'yitzchak, v'in v'vachol t'nei rak shahako. Barley is considered something that is less edible, therefore if you eat them raw, you make a shahako, according to the Ramah. Now that which you said that, even if it was cooked, if they had a whole kernel inside, would you still make a Bari Pri Adoma? The Shiru says, somehow you didn't chop it in half, because I remember before, if you cooked it chopped in half, it is a penis. And also, they're still whole, they didn't start disintegrating. If they disintegrate, it's a little bit than the stuffing, if it's a mezainus or adoma. Yeah, when it's totally cracked open and disintegrating after cooking a while, then it's a shum mezainus. In a case where the teal was removed, but the whole grain is intact, so here it is, achlekes, when you cooked it, is it a zainus or a Bari Pri Adoma? Manila, you should avoid eating that type of maichel, if you're not eating it in your suda. There are grains that come without the outside peel on it, and they're also slightly filed down, or whatever you want to call it. It's missing part of it, you don't have the entire thing. Like pearl barbies, it rounds it off a little bit. So the vinegar is, when you cook those, you make them a zainus. Yeah. Kofan, there was a shulam, so barley and shulam is definitely mezainus. Mechavik continues, but Tosin is tapping you for chachal, baruch mein shalosh. Tosin has a suffix that you don't, these raw or roasted kernels of wheat, he has a start to say that you make a al ha hadoma, type of arisha, then you say al hadoma, fi hadoma. And kosher shenof is a little left, I will say suda, serenus, dirus, and mosin. It's better to eat it within the suda, and then you want to come to Bracha Ferrari because we have some muffin well covered. In the mice, if for whatever reason you are eating them outside of the suit and on the suit, you make a very nefoshes. This hey, Kemat HaFilu Shal Chitim B'Bracha L'Shehako V'Asa Boi Nefoshes. And throughout, you make a Shehako and Boi Nefoshes L'Yishma Nitzchon Tak Tak L'Yishma Nitzchon Ksat V'Adayin Yishbo Tam Chitim L'Yishma Kemel Chitim Klodif. Any type of flour, even if it's a coarse flour, make a Shehako. Sivo Kemat. So, Echem Mechamish is Mini Dogan Shoshot Koi, Elva Bamaim of Shamashkin. If you have flour from Mechamish Mini Dogan and you cooked it with water or other type of liquids, Imo Yav Kadeshi Eroi, Lashkila, also Var Koi, Mini Mazayas Vaso, and Nishin. If it's a thick consistency, then it's a Mazayas, and I'll Nishin. Or Yavach, Kadeshi Eroi, the Shil, Var Kolo Shakam, Acha Boynefo. If it is off the consistency with making drinks, then you make a shakal. If you make some type of tashel that has barley in it, and you made it into a soup, but you have to have a soup with barley in it, the only you drink it, still we say the barley is in the zainus, not both of us, you have to make a mummy, the barley in the zainus. That which we said is drinking consistency, talk about the whole thing was crushed and ground, and it's not just liquid, but you have the actual pieces of the zainus in it, and you have to make the bracha on those barley and noodles or whatever you have inside. The question is, do we say, do you make only a mezainus salad or do you make a shakal also? So here we have a suffix because since it's made primarily to drink it, it's going to say the shakal is an ikar. You make a broth on both. So it says you make a broth on the liquid and afterwards on the mezainus. Because if you make a mezainus, you may be covering both. That's the opinion of the Mogen Avraham. If I also says you have a better ikar to make a shakal on something else, and by doing so you'll pass it the broth, the soup. A shah meaning, like buckwheat, is not one of the five minidogim, or rice, or whatever it is. If it's fried down, primarily liquid, and you just have a little bit of floating around over there, and you just make a shackle, and those grains are buckwheat. In other words, there's a difference between chamisha minidogim and other grains. Chamisha minidogim aren't buckwheat. So the difference is it's a small amount to make a broth on it. Whereas the other ones, it's not the main thing. The main thing is the soup, and you just have a little of those rains falling around it, then you make a shackle and hold it.